May the Lord give you his peace. Welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's Daily Message of Hope. This is Father Stosh Daly here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And as we bring to a close this afternoon and head into this evening, we direct the attention of our minds and our hearts. So, bringing us back to the heart of Jesus today, we enter into the Litany of the Sacred Heart. Remember, there are 33 invocations, 33 different titles given to Jesus' Sacred Heart in the Litany of the Sacred Heart. It's a perfect meditation for the month of June. So, today we're going to revisit three of those invocations. Heart of Jesus, Delight of All the Saints. It's the very last of the three invocations, but in the words of the great St. John Paul II, he said that the last three invocations of the litany actually all kind of go together. Heart of Jesus, salvation of those who trust in you. Then the 32nd invocation, Heart of Jesus, hope of those who die in you. Closing with, Heart of Jesus, delight of all the saints. For today's Daily Message of Hope, I'm joined by Sam Severance, one of our diocesan seminarians.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Sam, who are some of your favorite saints?
Some of the guys that come to mind are St. Anthony Padua. I know, if you can't see Father's face, he thinks that I took St. Anthony from him. But
wait, can't see my face, we're on radio.
He can share. St. Anthony's my confirmation saint. So I like St. Anthony.
I had him first.
Another one that sticks out in my mind is like, well, the apostles in general, but I obviously resonate with St. Peter a little bit because I feel like when you see him in scripture, he always says everything that we say to the Lord, right? We're always a little off what we're saying, and then the Lord redirects us back. As a Watterson guy, our patron saint at Watterson is actually St. Pius X. Mm-hmm. And I don't know everything about that man's life, obviously, off the top of my head, but yeah. I do know his papal motto, restore all things in Christ.
Yeah.
And that always resonated with me as a young man, especially in seminary, right? Very passionate about that. So those are kind of the guys off the top of my head.
Your time in high school, was that the first time you had ever heard of St. Pius X?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I may have heard him before, but really high school, we're always invoking him for intercession because he is our patron
saint
at Watterson.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, restore all things in Christ never really resonated with me either. I didn't really know what he was
when
saying.
You were in high school.
I was like, oh, you know, restore all things in Christ, right?
But
when I got into seminary, that really kind of was like a light bulb went on. Like, what that means, right? Because everything we lose our sight of where we're supposed to go in a number of ways.
Yeah.
And we have to restore all those things back in Christ because, you know, Christ and God is the source of everything.
Yeah.
So everything kind of redirects back at him. I think theologically, exitudes, reditudes, right? Yeah. So, yeah, those are some.
So you have some of your favorite saints or the saints with whom you are closest. You mentioned St. Anthony of Padua, mm-hmm. then the Apostle St. Peter, and then St. Pius X, right? Those are the three that you kind of come to your mind. When we turn our attention to the heart of Jesus, especially the Litany of the Sacred Heart, St. John Paul II, he says that the last three invocations apply to the lives of all the saints. And since we all should rightfully aspire to be a saint in heaven, we should each digest the last three invocations from the Litany of the Sacred Heart so that we can become like the saints, so we become united to the saints. Heart of Jesus, salvation of those who trust in you. So those who are alive on earth right now, Heart of Jesus, salvation of those who trust in you. Trust in the Lord. Hope of those who die in you. Heart of Jesus, hope of those who die in you. For those who have lived this life trusting in the heart of Jesus, at that moment of death, we place our hope in the heart of Jesus. And then after death, reigning with the Lord, Heart of Jesus, delight of all the saints. John Paul II wrote, from hope to fulfillment, from desire to realization, from earth to heaven. This seems to be the tempo at which the last three invocations of the Litany of the Sacred Heart come, one after another. John Paul II wrote, dear brothers and sisters, these last three invocations come one from the other. Hope to fulfillment, desire to realization, from earth to heaven. Salvation of those who trust in you. Heart of Jesus, salvation of those who trust in you. Heart of Jesus, hope of those who die in you. Heart of Jesus, delight of all the saints. As Sam mentioned, you know, St. Anthony is also one of my favorite saints.
Our favorite saints.
One of my favorite, one of your favorite, one of our favorite
saints.
There
you go.
I think St. Anthony is actually secretly everyone's favorite saint. I mean, if you think about all the times people lose their car keys, who do they turn to? Saint Anthony. If you think about the people who lose their wallets, who do they turn to?
Saint Anthony.
I mean, if you think about all the people who lose their hair, who do they turn to? Saint Anthony. He's not always very quick at bringing that back, yeah. But I know in my own life, you know, whenever I've lost anything, everything, I turn to Saint Anthony. I mean, Saint Anthony, he's huge. He's powerful. June 13th is his feast day. Shout out. But when you look at Saint Anthony's life, you look at someone who loved passionately the Lord Jesus Christ. He had a beautiful, fierce, powerful devotion. He would always preach about the heart of Jesus. And, you know, Saint Anthony was not that old when his body started to fail him, and he had a heart issue, he had a pulmonary issue, and he worked himself into exhaustion, and from that exhaustion, he just totally spent himself on the Lord. But in those moments of his last few years of life, you know, even when it became so impossible for him to move because it was so hard for him to walk, you know, he would sit up in a walnut tree and preach and teach about the love that all of us were supposed to have for the Lord because the Lord loves us. But you can definitely see, like, even before he died, even before he was a saint in heaven, his whole delight was in the Lord. His confidence was in the Lord. He trusted in the Lord. And not only just trust in the Lord, but his hope was in the Lord. Those last three invocations then from the Litany of the Sacred Heart just summarize so beautifully the life of Saint Anthony of Padua. You know, trusting in the heart of Jesus, hoping in the heart of Jesus, and then just having the heart of Jesus be his total delight. So you're listening to two guys here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, this daily message of hope, both talking about our favorite saints. St. Anthony of Padua is shared by both of us. And we follow the path that is the life of St. Anthony back to the heart of Jesus. In this month of June, we invite you to consider who your favorite saint might be. Enter into the life of that favorite saint and find out how that favorite saint of yours trusted in the Lord, trusted in the heart of Jesus, hoped in the heart of Jesus, and found their delight to be the heart of Jesus. The last three invocations of the Litany of the Sacred Heart, it's a beautiful invitation given to us in this month of June to make sure that the heart of Jesus that is given to us in the Holy Eucharist, is that reality in which we hope. It's that reality from which we take consolation and confidence. And it's that reality which is the source of all our delight, the delight of all the saints. We are called to be saints. Sam, when you think about the saints, any of them, all of them, and then you think about the heart of Jesus, you know, and then you're considering like all the different people who are listening to this message of hope, some of whom are in their car, some of whom are listening on the computer or at home, maybe even at work, multitasking, of course, not being distracted from their task. Can't blame Father for that one. What comes to your mind? Like, how would you encourage people to cultivate a devotion to the saints so as to have a devotion to the heart of Jesus?
Yeah, well, I would say the saints are like their lives are about Christ, and it's only Christ, really. And if you take, like, let's take the apostles, since I did mention them. Christ revealed to them who he was, right? And he showed them who he was and what he was about, and, you know, that he was the Savior that they've been waiting for. And they chose to believe him, right? They chose to believe that who he said he was actually who he was. And that belief, kind of that faith, the act of faith, turned into a desire to serve, right? And then this turned in, when Jesus left them, it turned into the hope that the promises that Christ made on earth would one day come true. So that kind of connects to those last two points, right? The heart of Jesus, hope of those who die in thee, and heart of Jesus, salvation of those who trust in thee. And then we get to the last one we're talking about, which is heart of Jesus, delight of all the saints. Well, the saints, right, those people that believed who Christ was and they hoped that one day they would spend eternity with him, now do, and they can delight in it. They can delight in the man that who Jesus is, and in his Sacred Heart, of what, how much he loved us and how much he joined our humanity to be our Savior. So I just, that's, you know, as far as like encouraging people to foster like a devotion to the Sacred Heart and to be like the saints, well, that's it, right? He's going to be our source of delight when it's all said and done, when we see him for who he truly is. And that's a wonderful thing to hope for, especially in times of suffering. I think that's when we really feel the heart of Jesus in a unique way. Because we tend to, speaking for myself, I tend to forget about you know, the goodness of God when things are going well, I take it for granted, yeah, right? It's mostly when I'm suffering that I say, I need you, God right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, fostering a devotion to the Sacred Heart is going to be what's going to ultimately bring us fulfillment.
You know, sometimes we get questions, actually a lot of time we get questions about, you know, well, why do you have to have the saints? Why do you pray to the saints? Don't saints get in the way? You know, they're just a distraction. Well, I mean, the thing is, we're asking the saints to pray for us. And when you enter into the lives of the saints, you realize how real they are, how alive they are, and how they had to overcome difficulties and trials and tribulations. And really, sometimes, you know, pain and agony, they overcame all of that to stay close to the Lord. But then still people are like, well, why can't you just go straight to Jesus and pray? It's like, okay, well, how often do you in your life ask someone to pray for something? Intercessory prayer, you're asking someone, maybe your mom, your dad, or a friend, or a teammate, or a classmate to pray for you. And sometimes that individual is the one who, with contempt, or maybe doubt, or just curiosity, is asking, well, why ask the saints for prayer? My thing is like, okay, I know where the saints are. They're in heaven. Mm-hmm. They're close to Jesus. I don't know where you're going to end up. I mean, I hope you end up in a good place.
Right.
But your journey's still going. So no disrespect, but yeah, please pray for my intention. But I'm also going to ask those who I know for sure are in heaven to pray for me, pray with me before the Lord. I mean, the Lord places great emphasis on praying in union with others, you know, and just having that confidence, having that trust, having that hope, but also taking great delight in the Lord. So we invite those who are listening to this daily message of hope during this month of June on today, where we consider these different invocations, Heart of Jesus, Delight of all the Saints, you know, Heart of Jesus, Hope of those who die in Thee, Heart of Jesus, Source of all consolation for those who trust in Thee, you know, to follow the example, the image of the saints, and just allow the Sacred Heart to be your all in all.